This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Standing in now for Alex Jones, I am Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing back from Alex again in the next segment. He's going to be breaking down a Megyn Kelly segment on her failing television show. That's right, she decided to abandon everything that made her successful, attack Alex Jones, and now she's been brushed off into the dustbin of television media, going from hosting political presidential debates to hosting her own morning show that nobody watches except winos. And so she gets a couple people on to try to blame Trump for asking for their phone number. I mean, folks, how dare you ask someone for their phone number, especially if you want to see them again. I mean, if you want to see someone again, you should just, like, not ask them for their phone number as to not offend them. But Alex will cover that in the next segment. Here is CNN's Jim Acosta, not Acosta, he Acosta, trying to disrespect Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And once again, Sarah Huckabee Sanders puts the fake news rodent Jim Acosta in his place. Here's that clip.
Jim. Reporters' mistakes and disinformation campaign by a foreign government. Does he see a distinction there?
I haven't spoken with him about that, but certainly we would take any misinformation like that very seriously. But it's not something we're comparing the two on.
And I would just say, Sarah, that journalists make honest mistakes, and that doesn't make them fake news. But the question.
But when journalists make honest mistakes, they should own up to them. Sometimes, and a lot of times you don't. There's a very big difference between making honest mistakes and purposefully misleading the American people, something that happens regularly. You can't say, I'm not done. You cannot say, that it's an honest mistake when you're purposely putting out information that you know to be false, or when you're taking information that hasn't been validated, that hasn't been offered any credibility, and that has been continually denied by a number of people, including people with direct knowledge of an instance. This is something that I'm speaking about the number of reports that have taken place over the last couple of weeks. I'm simply stating that there should be a certain level of responsibility in that process.
The line of questioning that I was going down, but can you cite a specific story that you say is intentionally false, that was intentionally put out there to mislead the American people?
He's like Mickey Mouse.
Sure, the ABC report by Brian Ross, I think that was pretty misleading to the American people, and I think that it's very telling.
Yeah, how about the Washington Post and then CNN? Oh, Trump got the WikiLeaks. Yeah, after they were public.
Seriously, and recognized that it was a problem.
Sarah,
Jim?
If I may, I was going to ask a question about something else.
If
I can ask about the other president's accusations.
I'm moving to a different Jim.
So now Jim Acosta won't shut up.
I have a chance to ask the question that I wanted to ask, which is,
Jim,
can you just say once and for all whether these
Jim, I'm going to say once and for all that I'm moving on to Jim Stinson, and I'm not taking another question from you at this point.
Yeah, just boot Jim Acosta out. Just kick CNN out.
That's okay.
See, this is what we need to do. This is why Alex wanted me to go forward and press these charges against these Antifa guys, these thugs that were bullying me and stopping me from my right to peacefully assemble at Woolridge Square. This is now, I believe, the White House's opportunity to just kick CNN out. Just boot him. Here's Jim Acosta. How many times has this guy been inappropriate and interrupting people and disrupting decorum in the gaggle, in the press room, during these press briefings? This is the perfect time. Just kick him out. Just boot him. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the nuclear fire show that CNN would be the day after they get booted from the Washington White House press corps? Oh, my gosh. People would be celebrating in the streets. CNN is fake news. Boot them. Jim Acosta's out of control. Just boot CNN. When we get back, it's Alex Jones talking Megyn Kelly's hit piece on Donald Trump.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here. Guys, am I pitching to the Alex Jones video? All right, so here's Alex Jones breaking down Megyn Kelly in her latest failing segment that nobody watches, a hit piece against Donald Trump.
I have personally experienced the deception of Megyn Kelly. And I didn't just come out and tell people she lied to me. I recorded her telling me that it wasn't a hit piece and she was really into me and it was going to be this nice, friendly discussion and that she wasn't going to get into all these issues that she did get into. She's just like Brian Williams. She's like CNN. She's a fraud, in my view. And she's a failure. Her so-called magazine show went down upwards of 80% in the ratings once she took it over. She's a joke. Well, you talk about lame. The three women that they recycled on her NBC program to push this whole narrative, you know that Trump's this sexual predator. No, that's Bill Clinton, that's Harvey Weinstein, that's Kevin Spacey. That's the real confirmed cases, witnesses of the rape, people settling rape cases, people intimidating folks. That's the whole history going on for years with Hollywood jokes about it. Never jokes about Donald Trump until this happened. And then I watched the videos of these women on InfoWars.com and a Paul Joseph Watson article. Trump accusers characterized asking for a phone number, name calling as sexual assault. That's like London. Seven other cities in England have done it, is banning men talking to women or whistling at them, saying it's hate. Just banning free speech. But Muslims can grab you and rape you and throw acid on your face or sexually groom tens of thousands of young kidnapped girls. That's all, you know, bomb the Port Authority, bomb Times Square, run over folks with trucks. Google will ban you if you say it's Islamic. There's another article on InfoWars.com by Jamie White. MSM Dems renewed Trump sex accusations amid Russian fake news fails. So they've gone through that he's got Alzheimer's and he's a Russian agent. He stole the election. All of that's admittedly a fake. Even former Democrats and high-level CIA have come out today and said, we're wrong. The proof is Trump didn't do anything with the Russians. It's all lies. Hell, they say I'm a Russian agent. I mean, I really know it's lies. They say Tucker Carlson and Rand Paul is, because we say, where's the evidence? You want evidence? You're a Russian agent.
Okay, you're not. You know what? You're not.
And Tucker,
no, look and say, I know they did. John Podesta's emails. They hacked
those. And I think that Ronald Reagan will be rolling over
Ronald Reagan.
Grave,
fine, Ronald Reagan.
And you're carrying water for the Kremlin.
I'm not carrying water for the Kremlin. You're making. Look, you're a sitting member of Congress on the Intel Committee, and you can't say they hacked.
You're gonna have to move your shoulder to RT Russian television because
you know what?
This is perfectly beneath your office
because it's so dumb and you're being duplicitous. I'm asking you, did they hack Podesta's emails? And you can't say it.
Now, before I say this, I want to be perfectly clear. I'm not in the PC culture. if I want to attack somebody of the way they look, if it ties into my overall free speech, I'm going to do it. I don't make it my business to do it, but I do it. The left, though, has comedians attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders, calling her obese and ugly, and they all think that's cute and beautiful. I'm not going to call these women obese or ugly. I'm going to call them unattractive and not Donald Trump's type, and people who have no witnesses, and people who don't even allege he did anything illegal. Ask a woman out. Tell a woman that she was rude to him on a plane. And this is, in one case, 30 years later. In another case, 12 years ago. I mean, this is crazy. And you sit there watching Megyn Kelly with the big corporate media and the globalists try to manipulate a studio audience of women into booing and hissing about Trump to manipulate women out there watching in America. And I know this, women that I know are way more savvy than this and see right through it. Just like Joy Behar on The View celebrating that Flynn admits he's a Russian agent. Flynn admits Trump told him to work with the Russians during the campaign. All a hoax. And all targeting women. They think you're stupid. They think you're morons. It's disgusting. That's because men aren't politically involved. Women have to get involved politically more than men. And then the government comes in, the corporations come in, the media comes in and tries to brainwash you. But look, let it speak for itself. Let's play a couple clips of this. The women come off very disingenuous. What they're saying doesn't even hold any water and isn't even approaching criminal. And it just fits into this whole narrative that the whole Hollywood system tried to push when they knew that women rejected Hillary Clinton because of Bill Clinton and settling those rape cases. And they knew people didn't have faith in the Democratic Party anymore. So their comeback reboot is to say, we covered up all those rapes and all those assaults and all that stuff in Congress with secret slush funds. But now we're really good. So we threw some Democrats under the bus. John Conyers and Al Franken, who are easy wins for Democrats, so they're not getting rid of the seats, to show you that we're really good. Now let's get rid of Donald Trump. The difference is we don't have photos of Donald Trump groping a sleeping woman. The difference is we don't have the hundreds of women coming forward about Conyers. We don't have videos of Trump everywhere like Joe Biden groping everybody and their dog. We know what you're trying. We first predicted your reboot. It's exposed, and it's going to fall flat. And I want to be clear. Barring election fraud and barring incredible dirty tricks, which I don't put past them, I believe Roy Moore will win today in Alabama. Not because he's perfect, but because they put out so much fraud. All this foreign money has come in to manipulate and tell Alabamans what to do. People are sick of it. So it's not a referendum on Roy Moore, even though most of the stories have turned out to be fake and the others are being disproven right now. But it's a referendum against the globalists saying, look, we're not buying your propaganda anymore. We're sick of Hollywood, the mainstream media. We're sick of your anti-God, anti-family garbage. And we are rejecting you.
We've seen, you know, when some come forward and speak publicly, others tend to follow. Of course, his situation, you know, you came out a year ago. What do you want them to know if there are other women out there?
Oh, I would love for them to come forward and speak up. But, you know, we have a problem here in that we have been enculturated all this time for years and years and years to be subservient and to be compliant and to get along. And that's a hard habit to break. And then we've also been taught that some of the aggression is our fault. We wore the wrong clothes. We had too much makeup on. We were in the wrong place. We went to a party. I mean, it's just amazing. But for the women who voted for Trump, I really think that they just didn't want to vote for a woman.
No, I don't know if that's true. There were plenty of reasons not to vote for Hillary Clinton. Plenty. There's a long list over there. Long list. But it, again, the impossibility of the choice, if you're a voter who cares about sexism, the impossibility of the choice in 2016 was readily apparent.
And then up to the table comes Donald Trump and his first wife. And she was very pregnant at that point. Now, at that point, I'd been in the city long enough to be reading about Trump and the Trump family and some of their stories and some of the gossip that was going around. So I knew and I recognized him immediately as a guy on the airplane. But, you know, it's like, but he stands there as I'm handing in this table assignment, and he says, I remember you. You were that woman from the airplane. He called me the worst name ever.
Wait a minute, there was a descriptor before a woman?
Yes.
Can you give us a hint?
It's the worst one. It really is. And
you don't want to say it out loud, but does it begin with a C?
Yes. And the room cleared. I mean, it was like everybody just sort of disappeared into the...
Does it end with T?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure we're all on the same page.
It was shocking. It was like a bucket of cold water being thrown over me.
Some are calling for a probe, a Senate ethics probe into his behavior. Is that what you want?
I think that's fair. I mean, they were more than willing to do that for Senator Franken. Why is the president immune to that?
But this is my observation, and that is, as I said, my story is so old. But I have talked to a lot of people, not the women from Trump, because, as we said, this is the first time we've had any contact with each other. But I've talked to businesswomen.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Sitting in for Alex, I am Owen Schroyer. Glad to be with you here today. You just heard Alex responding to what is obviously a hit piece on Megyn Kelly's TV show. I don't even know the name of it. Don't care to. And you just listen to these women. I mean, it's strange. They don't care that everything they're trying to do right now to get their political agenda accomplished, which is remove Trump from office. So they use this, they create this environment where all you have to do is accuse someone of sexual assault and they're guilty. So that's what they've been doing. You know, they throw Franken under the bus, they throw Conyers under the bus, they throw Weinstein under the bus. They still don't, they kind of want to just tiptoe around the Spacey thing because, you know, that might be getting a little too gruesome if you actually look into what's going on there with some of those investigations. And so they create this environment, and then Mark Halperin has to quit, and Charlie Rose is gone, and Matt Lauer is gone, and, you know, all these guys at NPR are gone, and so now they're clearing house, and they're creating this environment where we're doing something about it, we're the good guys, we care about this, even though they haven't cared for the last 40 years. Magically, all of a sudden, Trump becomes president, and they care. So I guess we should really be thanking Trump, actually, if these people want a virtue signal over everything they're doing to remove people from positions of power, whether it be in the media or the government, that have all of these sexual assault allegations against them. That wasn't happening until Trump became president. So you know what? Thank you, President Trump. President Trump is responsible for getting the entire Me Too movement started. Wow, another victory for President. Thank you, President Trump. So if it wasn't for Trump, you wouldn't have known about Harvey Weinstein. You wouldn't have known about Al Franken. You wouldn't have known about Matt Lauer. Of course, unless you listened to all the jokes they made about those guys in the past when it was funny. Then Trump becomes president, now it's serious. So that's just how that goes. But see, here's what is the more sinister part of that. Is that you get these women on the Megyn Kelly show, and she says, oh, you know, Trump, he called me a mean name. Oh, that Donald Trump. He asked me for my phone number. Ooh, ah, oh my. And so now you've got this crazy thing where men, you're going to have this, folks, because these women in this Megyn Kelly clip are not alone. And I don't mean with these allegations. I mean that there are women out there. Of course they eat this stuff up, but they've already gotten a full-on buffet of liberal indoctrination. See, they're already victims. They think they're getting paid less. They think they get treated wrong in the office. Now they think anytime a guy looks at them or calls them a name, whether it be good or bad, or asks for their phone numbers, now they're victims of sexual assault. So now they've got another level of victimhood that they can embrace. Oh, yes, I'm not treated fair. I'm a woman. Oh, yes, I don't get paid the same. I'm a woman. Oh, there's people that want to stop me from aborting a baby because I'm a woman. Oh, and now it's, oh, my gosh, men look at me because I'm a woman. Oh, I'm such a victim. And so now men are going to notice that this is going on, and they're going to be like, whoa, like, this is actually toxic. I don't want to talk to a woman. I can't even ask for her phone number. So this is now the scorched earth that they're leaving behind because of their political agenda. So who cares if normal interactions between men and women are now tarnished because of a fake news story that's gone beyond the pale, beyond fake news. It's now a fake culture war. It's now just fake culture. Just fake everything. So you got that angle. Then you got Gloria Allred. Now, let's just say some skeletons might be falling out of Allred's closet before it's all said and done. But think about this. Gloria Allred, the famed lawyer for women. She stands up for women. Oh, yes, Gloria Allred. She cares so much about the woman. She's here for women. And then she takes an accuser of Roy Moore who fabricates a signature on a yearbook, and she runs with that to try to bring down Roy Moore, just like what you're seeing with Trump. And then what happens? That individual that Allred is representing admits to forging the document that she claimed was Roy Moore's signature. Oh, wow, wait a second. Anyone with a legal background understands that now, because of that, the entire case is thrown out. You just blew the entire case against Roy Moore. Because now we can't trust any of the evidence, we can't trust any of the accusers, and now we have reasonable doubt. So you just cost yourself the entire lawsuit. Oops, sorry, Gloria. You blew it again. And you know what else she's done? Just like they've scorched the earth behind them, trying to ruin Donald Trump, and now normal interactions between men and women might be considered sexist or rape even. Yes, that's right. That's what they're saying. Catcalling now in Europe needs to be illegal. Okay, so you've got that angle. Then, real victims of sexual assault, you know what, who maybe don't get the Gloria Allred to represent them because there is no political agenda behind it. There is no ground to be gained politically by representing these women. These are just women who are actual victims of sexual assault. Now they try to come forward and they try to make accusations. And what are people going to say? What are juries going to think? What are judges going to think? You know, I've seen cases of this where they're forging signatures, they're making up stories. So I don't know. I don't know if I can trust this now. So now Gloria Allred has scorched the earth for real victims of sexual assault. So thanks a lot. So the political agenda to remove Trump from office using this Me Too movement that only happened because of President Trump, they're now scorching earth for regular relations with just the average individual in society, where if you ask for a phone number, now a woman is so brainwashed into being a victim that she thinks she's being raped. Then actual victims of sexual assault that want to come forward get no attention from Gloria Allred, but now their entire testimony is going to be in question because of what Gloria Allred brought forth with a forged signature and a fake accusation. And why are they doing all this? Because of President Trump. They cannot have Trump in office. He's not with the Washington establishment. He's not from the swamp. He actually wants to drain the swamp. He wants to put America first, and these people hate it. And it shows you how big of frauds they are when they say they're for women, when they say they want to represent women, yet here they are using women as a political pawn and burning to the ground everything they leave behind them, making it impossible to actually have normal relations again. And guess what? That includes women. So that's what they're doing. It's really incredible. All right, folks, we're about to take a break. I will take your calls in the third hour. So in the third hour, exclusively your calls. When we come back, though, we've got a video. Our reporters went out and followed Sabelle Edmonds. And what we found was that when Sabelle wanted to ask questions to these congressmen, they literally locked her out. So why did they lock her out? I'm not sure. We've got the footage, though. Shocking. Shocking. Congressmen don't want to talk to InfoWars? Why are they so scared of us? Is that because we're real news?
I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
Watch me!
Watch me!
I got it.
I'm Alex Jones.
I'm Owen Schroyer.
You'll notice we're tag teaming. I've been on earlier. He just came in for a segment or two. Because behind the scenes, I am gearing up for the big special broadcast tonight. After InfoWars Live with yours truly, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer will have the war room with Roger Stone, another great analyst from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And then that's on AM and FM stations and TV stations. Then we're going to return tonight, 6 o'clock Central, right through until the results are done. That should be about 8 o'clock or so. Again, there'll be a little respite at 6 to about 6:30. We'll run some tapes then, but we'll be live by 6:30, but the feeds will be up at 6 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show and main feeds on the front page to cover this epic battle with Judge Roy Moore. A lot of people think it's a bellwether for whether the whole Me Too campaign, the whole hoax, will be able to bring down Donald J. Trump. But again, there's no evidence. You can see how they've built this whole thing, thrown their own people under the bus who were actually guilty and are now building towards going after Trump because the Russian narrative is falling apart. But here's the big issue. We know that there are tapes of women who have been propositioned by media and by political analysts to lie about Trump and say that they've been raped or assaulted or grabbed or that he cheated with them. We know that no stones have been left unturned during the campaign. They've had to recycle women that say he asked for their phone number. And I'm sorry, that woman does not look like his type. I mean, she looks like a praying mantis or something. And I'm not being mean. I mean, come on. Does that look like Melania Trump to you? Or does that look like, any of this stuff? Or this other lady? Or just, I mean, my God. It looks like the deck of the old maid card game or something, and I'm not putting these folks down, but he called me the C word 30 years ago because I was mean to him on an airplane. I mean, people could pop up and say that, I raped Easter bunnies 5 trillion years ago on the planet Pop-Tart. I mean, this is just ridiculous, and we've seen the Democratic Party with all their Russia hoaxes and all their other hoaxes. I don't believe a word they say. Then they go, you don't care about women being assaulted. Assaulted, she says he asked for the phone number 12 years ago, and she's on here like she got run over by a train. That's a classic modern feminist BS that if a man asks you out, it's rape. And that's exactly what they're pushing. Paul Watson had an article out yesterday saying that a man just talking to you now is sexual assault. You were just getting into that, Owen. Also, Washington Post claims attacks on Mueller will overthrow the Republic. So to explain what's coming up here, this is Christmas week. They have that whole Cyber Monday and they have Green Monday about don't drive your car, fight the crowds because, it's bad for the earth, the carbon tax. No, don't fight the crowds and stand in lines to get better deals. You don't have to fight the traffic and have a migraine headache and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. So I thought, why not just have Christmas Day on Monday? I thought, no, Christmas week, because they hate the word Christmas. They want you to say happy holidays. Now they say holidays is racist or sexist or bad. So that word's being banned on universities. Let's create not some Black Friday that hijacks the true meaning of Thanksgiving. Let's not create some evil globalist synthetic thing. Let's make it Christmas week, the week before the final week of Christmas, to celebrate and make Christmas about Christmas and funding the InfoWar and getting healthy and getting focused. So, ladies and gentlemen, to explain, we're in the middle of Christmas week. It will run until Sunday. Other people are going to adopt this. It's a great idea. The week before Christmas, Christmas week. Make it about Christmas. Use the word Christmas. Don't let them keep hijacking pieces of it. Quite frankly, with Santa Claus and the elves and then this and then that. That was kind of cute and funny. But it gets away from Christ. Then it becomes globalism. Then you got to say holidays. Then you can't use holidays. It's about them controlling the language we use. So, what is more politically incorrect? What is more Americana than just saying Christmas week and we're free market folks, so having giant sales during Christmas week at InfoWarsStore.com? Then, Owen, coming up on Monday, we're going to launch another 34-hour broadcast at 8 a.m. right through, celebrating Christmas. I think I'm even going to get some midgets in here dressed as elves to do backflips. I'm serious. And we're going to have a choral group of singers come in here, a choir. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to dress up as Santa Claus just to trigger, because even Santa Claus triggers the left now because he's a white guy. Okay? So just, we're going to have some fun here and just say Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. And since they really hate it, let's doll it up for the victories we've had against the globalists, for the victories our audience have had, and what an epic battle we're in. I am dubbing it the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
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 Merry Christmas.
Here's freedom back in your stocking. Here's prosperity back in your stocking. Here's honor back in your stocking. Bye-bye, globalists. Bye-bye, Clintons. Bye-bye, Matt Lauer. Bye-bye, Michael Moore. Bye-bye, New World Order. So, Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. I also thought about saying Spectacular Christmas Extravaganza, but we're going with Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza to trigger the globalists and get in their face. But I need to be specific. We've been having bigger and bigger sales because folks love them. And when you respond and buy more products to funding operation, we can go down in price because it's a metric. We are running Christmas week specials that are store-wide free shipping, 50% off on the highest quality storable foods. Alpha Power, our newest product But ladies and gentlemen, we can even make claims about this with its LJ100. It's the most potent, highest quality, and most studied extract in its category on the market. This ingredient is extracted as the most potent form available while maintaining the bioactive portion of the plant. And again, it's a secret proprietary patented extraction process. This is the most expensive stuff out there for vitality, energy, stamina, natural, healthy testosterone boost. I mean, you can make the claims. It's a fact. This is just like you say, salt palmetto is good for your prostate. I mean, you can say that because it's true. Even the FDA goes, okay, you can say it because it's just true. The ingredient is extracted to be the most powerful. That's just the LJ100 in alpha power. I said, I want thermonuclear. But quite frankly, a lot of you are still going to want Supermale or Anthroplex because they're great. They're cold pressed. They're excellent. They have some different properties, different strokes for different folks. But this is a product so strong, I can't even take it. You can say it maintains healthy, normal high testosterone. You can say it creates energy and increased libido. You can say it encourages hormonal balance, healthy levels in cholesterol, you name it. More energy during the day, sleep better at night. You can even say it's associated with better, deeper sleep. I'm telling you, Alpha Power has that name because you know we don't hype stuff up. We are bringing back the Republic. We are winning with you. We are changing the world. Anything I get involved with must be absolutely awesome. So get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We have the new Red Pill product, the Real Red Pill. It's all 50% off because I want you to see how great it is. Our best-selling Brain Force, 50% off. All the bestsellers, 50% off, and you don't have to fight the crowds, don't have to go through all the traffic, and you can know you're getting great products, books, videos. It's okay to be white, shirt. Sure. It says it's okay to be white, okay to be black, okay to be brown, okay to be red, okay to be pink. It's great to be human in red, pointing out, hey, we're all human. The InfoWars ball caps, All Lives Matter, that looks like a Black Lives Matter shirt, to fight the racism and spread the word. These are the limited edition shirts for Christmas. No reviews yet. We just came out with them this week. They're all discounted 25% off, and you can order right through the 19th and be guaranteed you get it before Christmas. But you need to probably order by the 18th or so to be absolutely sure, even though we can guarantee it. Sometimes, a day or two, off, but up until a few days before you can get it if you're in the continental United States. So help fund the InfoWar, 888-253-3139. You can also call 888-253-3139. Owen, coming up, is going to take back over, because I got a lot of little busy elves here behind the scenes, but I'll be back tonight, 6:00 Central, live with Owen and others, but here's the big deal. They've got a bunch of more fake women. They had to build this platform, throw their own folks under the bus, build this whole Me Too network to make it look legitimate that mere allegations mean you go away to launch the people they've paid off. We got a bunch of women that have got recordings that are going to federal prosecutors and others where they turned down the money, but a lot of women didn't turn down the money. So all they've gotten is these ancillary women that say, he looked at me once. A man walked by and he said, can I have your number? And it's like a crypt keeper or something, telling you this. It's like, I came out of the crypt. I landed on the Praying Mantis alien ship. And there he goes, alien. I like praying mantises. Seriously, there's this old Islamic, massive Islamic schools confirmed. They tried to cover it up. Found out a bunch of Democrats have been paid off. You're about to go show me the people video of this morning. You down there confronting them. Owen Schroyer takes over on the other side because Santa has got big stories he's working on behind the scenes that are massive. We'll have live Roy Moore election coverage throughout the broadcast and special coverage. 6:00 Central, InfoWars.com/show. We love you.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Guys, guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so we know what the attack is right now to try to remove Donald Trump from office. The entire Russian collusion thing is not just falling apart at the seams, it's actually totally backfiring onto the deep state and the Democrats. So they're trying to twist it and spin it and get the momentum back to the Me Too sexual assault thing. That's why Megyn Kelly's covering it. That's the whole Roy Moore thing that you're seeing going on. And again, we're going to cover the results live tonight of the Alabama Senate race. But this is the entire point. TMZ tweets this out and it says, why is Matt Lauer out at NBC and Donald Trump still able to hold office? Now, you can insert any one of names, the dozens of names in that, other than Matt Lauer. You could say, why is Harvey Weinstein out? Why is Al Franken resigning, even though he hasn't yet? I'm thinking Al Franken just licked his finger, stuck it in the air to see which way the wind blew. And depending the results of tonight's Senate race, he might actually just stick around. But that's it. That's the entire question that they've been building up towards. That's the entire, everything with the Me Too thing. Again, this isn't about women. So they'll come after us and they'll say, InfoWars insensitive, doesn't believe the women in the Me Too. No, the point is, they never cared about women to begin with. They joked about this stuff for years until Trump became president. So you should be thanking Donald Trump for the hashtag Me Too movement, or you need to recognize it's nothing more than a political agenda. You can't ignore the facts here. But that's what they want to do. That's what they always do. And so that is the entire purpose. So they can walk around and parrot, well, why is Harvey Weinstein had to go to rehab? Why is Trump still in the White House? Matt Lauer had to quit his job. Why is Trump still in the White House? Al Franken stepped down. Why is John Conyers? That's the entire thing. It's like, well, why didn't you care about these women until Trump became president? Why was it funny what Kevin Spacey was doing and Matt Lauer was doing and Harvey Weinstein was doing? Why was all of that funny until Trump became president? Oh, you don't want to answer that question because it reveals that you don't actually care about women. It's all a political agenda. So that's what they want to do. That's going to be their new talking point. Oh, how is X quitting but Trump's still in office? Oh, Trump's the bad guy. Clearly he should step down. Oh, you want to know the difference? The accusations against Trump are fake. Oh, you want to know the difference? You don't actually care about women. Okay, so that whole thing is going on. That's going to continue to develop. We will take your calls in the third hour. 1-877-789-ALEX. 1-877-789-2539. We can take your calls on the Senate race that's happening tonight, the InfoWars Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza that we have next Monday, the 18th, the next 34-hour live broadcast we have, or if you want to talk about all this Me Too stuff and the political agenda behind it. But real quick, this is exactly the – I don't even know what you would call this. This is beyond propaganda. This is punching you in the mouth and then saying you punched yourself. This is from CNN. UN chief, America first is detrimental to American interests. Right. That makes all the sense in the world. Well, that's what the UN chief is saying on CNN. Talking to Fareed Zakaria. Yeah, Trump, it's all the same thing. Trump is bad for America. Trump is going to isolate America. Trump is going to crash the economy. Trump is going to crash the stock market. Ooh, Trump has better foreign relations with, better foreign relations, at least through optics, with these other countries. I mean, just look at China. He gets the red carpet for China. Huge, big extravaganza for going to China. Obama goes to China. They don't even care. Like, let yourself off the plane, you know, whatever. We'll be over here. You just take care of yourself. Trump comes to town and it's, oh, we got to get the entire community out here. We got to do a big celebration. I want songs. I want dances. I want red carpets. I want a big thing for Trump. Obama doesn't get that. Trump is actually making deals, going to countries, being a president, unlike Obama, who just did an apology tour. And that's detrimental to America, according to the UN chief. Oh, President Trump's going to crash the economy. We have unemployment rates hitting record lows in the Latino communities, hitting record lows in the black communities. He's bringing manufacturing back. Trump is going to crash the stock market. Every different index is having records time and time again. NASDAQ, Dow, S&P 500, just bing, 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 bing. So everything they say is a lie. And to the average individual, that's really all you have to do. What is CNN saying about it? CNN says Trump is racist. Ah, perfect. So Trump actually loves all people. Well, CNN says that Donald Trump was sexually assaulting women. Okay, so that's obviously a lie. And if they try to use that to get him out of office, that's a lie. Well, CNN said that America first is detrimental to American interest. Well, this one's too obvious. Putting America first would obviously be helpful for American interest. Wow. So is CNN, it's honestly just unbelievable. But here's the video. I even forgot about this. Hey, guys, can you give me the clock back here? It's being blocked by the caller list. We'll take calls in the next hour. Sybelle Edmonds goes down to the state capitol building here and is trying to get some questions answered about some funding that's going in and out between NGOs and different countries that certain congressmen and representatives here in Texas know about. So she goes in to ask some questions. Some InfoWars reporters are there. We had Jake Lloyd and Millie Weaver on the scene. We had a live broadcast going. And as they are approaching the office, I'm not sure whose office this was, if it was one of the Democrat representatives or if this was the Department of Education office. But she's approaching the office, and she gets blocked from going in, asking questions, and our reporters get locked out. Here is that clip. So here they go. They're walking through the door to try to get to the office and get some questions answered. And this is, again, in the state capitol building here in Austin, Texas.
Let's see. Muck, do you want to go in there with me?
And now they're trying to go into this building, and they've locked the door. Now, the building, the wall and the door are all glass.
Looks like the door's been locked.
So you can see that's Jake Lloyd reporting here.
Are we capturing this?
Yep.
Okay.
She just came up, walked up, and locked it.
She walked up and locked it as we were walking in here. Looks like they got word from somebody that there was a group coming in here.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So we're here to see our lieutenant governor. We're here to see Lieutenant Dan.
Folks, as soon as you see something like this, they've got something to hide. This is what you saw at Al Franken's office when the women were out there accusing him. He hid like a rat.
You can't get in.
Why wouldn't... Look.
I wonder who's telling him to lock the doors.
This is what people need to know. This is a public office, right? This is a public office.
Exactly.
And
they work for us.
They don't want to hear from the people, and they don't want to respond to the people. That's amazing.
Look. Yeah. Just pause it right there. Just pause it right there. Fundamentally, there needs to be an overhaul of the mindset that people go into office with. And this is all because of career politicians. People get into office and they run their entire campaign and they work for the donors. That's the truth. They're not concerned what the people actually want. They work for the donors. Now, when it comes to getting into office, now all of a sudden all they care about is getting reelected. But as soon as the people who elect them, as soon as the people who they work for have a question or a concern or they want to speak to them, what do? They lock the doors to their office. They turn and run from David Knight when he wants to ask a question. And as soon as they do that, you know they've got something to hide, and that's probably a swamp creature that needs to be drained. So let's go back to this video. Let's see if they ever let them in or answered why they locked them out.
This is what happens when you have a democracy run by people that are not interested in representing the best interests of our country.
That's it. That's it, right?
The most powerful man in our state politically. He has benefited from many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars from charter school operators, including the Gulen movement. And his door is locked. You can't even get in.
So I'm not. It's I'm actually really not sure who this individual speaking right now is. He was out there with Sybelle Edmonds.
And that's funded by the taxpayers as well, right?
No, that's Sybelle Edmonds speaking. Okay, so there you go, folks. So there you go. Now, they just slipped the paper into the door. Maybe they'll read it. They probably won't. They already know what's going on. So, again, InfoWars reporters are following a Sybelle Edmonds documentary she's making, and they locked the doors and blocked them from getting in and asking questions as they were approaching, folks. That is not how our government is supposed to work. Whether you agree with us or not, you should be on our side. We demand answers.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.